Welcome to Get Comfortable, the podcast where we're tossing aside the rule book and diving deep into the juicy, messy, and sometimes awkward world of sex, relationships, communication, and making our own damn rules.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Jody, and we're your hosts.
Find a comfy spot and join us every Monday as we laugh, learn, and challenge the status quo. Subscribe now for a journey into uncharted territories of communication, relationships, and self-discovery.
This is part two of episode 506, Is Marriage a Scam for Women? So if you have not listened to part one yet, go check that out. Otherwise, we will dive right in.
This is another fun one for the ladies. If you're thinking about getting married, you should know that marriage actually shortens your life expectancy. If you're a straight woman, that is. According to one study that included over 100,000 people, marriage helps husbands to an extra 1.7 years, but it knocks 1.4 years off the average wife's lifespan. The stress of leading dual roles as working woman and homekeeper is thought to be one of the key elements that is killing female spouses earlier than their single sisters. It was also noted in some other, I don't know if it was the same study or a different one, but it was noted that one of the reasons that men tend to live longer in marriages is because women manage, take on the mental load and household management of managing their husband's health. And so they will keep up with them on, you know, getting their physicals, getting their colonoscopies if they're over a certain age, getting all of these things that men otherwise don't tend to do, pushing them to go to the doctor if they're having pain or needing to get something looked at that, again, other times men don't do. I will never understand this one. I get it if you don't have the money, and we live in America, so doctor, right, like, healthcare is expensive, but it's manly not to go to the doctor. This is beyond.
That's stupid. It's especially if you have like good insurance and everything. Right. Like, what are you doing? Like, why do you want to sit there like sick or sit there in pain? Like,
how is it manly to be like, I hurt and I'm not going to do anything about it because I'm scared of the doctors?
That's like the most unmanly thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, yeah. The way that men try to spin the stupidest stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to do the dishes. I'm too manly. Not knowing how to do stuff, being incompetent is manly.
Yeah. So that's fun. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Oh, but in addition, I didn't even put this one on here. Uh-huh. But in addition to shortening your life expectancy, it also, there was another study that showed that women's stress levels and mental health is worse, especially around middle age when they're married, where men's was actually improved if they're married. Again, related to the fact that the women are taking on the mental load, women are helping the husband, they're kind of like supporting to him, they're the emotional support, the, you know, all of these things so that he can work and process, but then they're taking on that load and they don't necessarily, they're not getting that same support in return.
Probably about the age that they realize that they've been doing everything and like they've fucking wasted so much. Yeah. Okay. that's when most stress levels, I feel like that's when a stress level would go up, when you realize what you've been dealing with for years.
I do think that's a really good point, because yeah. I think it's about the time women hit their 30s that they're like, okay, I don't want to just like fake orgasms for the rest of my life and do everything for everyone. And if you've continued to do that up into your 30s, that's when I see a lot of my friends starting to realize that they can't anymore.
Yeah. Your odds aren't great when it comes to making it last forever. 40 to 50% of marriages, 50 to 60% of second marriages, and over 70% of third marriages end in divorce. Now, religious spaces often love to point out that within religious groups, divorce rates can be lower, which is true, but those religious spaces also often teach women that their role is to endure whatever abuse their husband wants to hand out and submit to him as the leader of the home. Those women might also fear eternal damnation for leaving a marriage. Staying married longer isn't always a measurement of success and happiness.
And in fact, from the previous study that we talked about, It actually kind of is. It shows that you're probably less happy than your single
Right?
That's so true, though. In Christian and like any religious spaces, because I know a lot of people from various high control religions, whether it's Christian, Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist, Mormon, whatever, you will have religious counseling that is marketed as like therapy, but they're not therapists. They are people who have maybe had like a 2 to 6 week training from the church to provide religious counseling. So you'll see, I've known several people who have gone to religious marriage counseling And the approach has been that they really do take it from the perspective of what can you do to better submit to your husband and let him lead? And it's so fucked up because in most of these cases, the man isn't leading shit. The man might not be working. The man's not doing the dishes. He's not taking care of the kids. I don't know what the fuck these men are leading, but we're supposed to give them all of the governance in the home while maintaining and actually holding all of the responsibilities. And it's just, it's a really unfortunate situation to be in, especially when you really are trying to make a religious view match with a situation. And basically what I see ending up happening is women kind of gaslight themselves into trying to be happy when they're miserable.
Yeah.
So, sorry, a lot of rants today from me. This topic, I think, gets me kind of like a little extra wild up. But I do want to kind of, so we've talked, obviously, there are just studies on top of studies on top of studies that show that women, that marriage for women is not as advantageous as we are sold it to be, but that marriage for men tends to be quite beneficial. So are there any benefits to marriage for women? There can be a few. So we're going to walk through a few of these. The first one I would say is insurance. So again, keeping in mind that marriage is really a legal documentation, a legal contract between two people. One of the benefits is insurance. So there can be insurance benefits that are only available to people who are legally married spouses.
Another is if your partner dies, you will be entitled to inheritance if you're legally married, where you could get nothing if you're not. However, this can be addressed if both parties have a living will, which is a good idea to have even if you're single. If someone's married, whatever is written in the will would trump any entitlements via the marriage anyway. It may be harder to cut off a spouse from inheritance, though. For example,
Nugent
Law Group states that in the absence of a prenuptial or postnuptial agreement, Californians can't completely disinherit their spouses due to California's community poverty laws.
Property
laws. California is one of a handful of states that is a community property state. This means that all assets acquired during the course of the marriage are owned equally by both spouses or 50-50.
Yeah, marriage can also give you the right to property and other things in the case of divorce. So not just when somebody dies, but if you want to buy a house together or something like that.
I love how, like, what's the benefit? Well, if they die, that's a benefit.
Which they will, as a woman, they will die first. Yes. So this is a benefit.
This is true. It just makes me laugh. All right.
The benefit is they will die first.
Yeah.
And you will get their money or their debt. That could be a negative.
Debt, which
that could be a negative.
More likely.
Have a lot of debt that you would inherit.
Yeah. Marriage can give someone the right to make medical decisions about a spouse who is in the hospital and unable to make those decisions. You could also assign someone as your medical power of attorney in your living will.
That's right. Which is something that you should have. If you have children, you will have to separate and determine things a bit more formally through the courts in the case of a divorce than you typically would if you just have a child with someone and you've never been married. So that can be a pro, it can be a con. But I think that the act of like having to divide things more formally, yeah, so that can be a benefit to have to basically go through the courts and decide a custody agreement. Because a lot of times when people aren't married, there never is one. And you pretty much, most of the time, you're going to see the mother becoming the main caretaker of the child and the father showing up occasionally if he stays involved at all. If you want that assurance that it would have to go through the courts, I don't know if that's a pro or a con.
Depends on the situation.
It really does. I think there are situations where it's nice to not have to go through the courts.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some situations in which it might really make sense to get married?
I think one that to me would make the most sense to get married is if you plan to be a stay-at-home parent to support your spouse's career. And this is one where I think if you are going to do this, you should probably marry that person. Because if you are putting yourself in a position where you are financially dependent on someone, which I would 0 out of 10 ever recommend to anyone, but I get it because there is an appeal to being a stay-at-home mom, especially if you want to have kids and, you know, multiple children. And there's nothing wrong with that decision. But I think I would want to be married if I was planning to do that, because the thought of being dependent on a man financially who has no legal obligation to you or those children is terrifying to me, because at any minute he could leave and walk away scot-free, doesn't have to deal with you, doesn't have to deal with the kids, doesn't have to do jack shit. And if you want child support, I guess you can file for it and maybe he'll pay it, maybe he won't. That just sounds like a terrible situation. Like, you are putting your career on hold, and when you broke up, he owes you nothing.
And that's how a lot of like women end up just miserable. He could be cheating on you or whatever, but if you don't have the financial support or stability to go anywhere, what are you going to do? You got to just deal with it and let him fuck around and do whatever he wants to do.
Yep. And I unfortunately see this quite a bit, where women are trapped financially in the situation that they're in, and they might not be happy, but they don't really have a way out. Because when, as a woman, when you put your career on hold and you have a huge gap in your resume, trying to get back into the workplace is really tough. Trying to get a good paying job back in the workplace, and then you've got multiple kids to take care of on top of that, that you probably have full responsibility for physically and financially, that is not a good situation to be in. And that's where you see, you know, your likelihood of being in poverty and on welfare, I would think is pretty high in that situation. And I would want a prenup that specifically outlines what I would get fairly to be compensated if I am sacrificing my career and my own finances for a man to support, so that he can go and build his dreams.
Yeah. If you plan to have children and purchase a home together.
Yeah, I think that one kind of makes sense. Like, if you're already planning to get into legally contractual things, I don't know. Maybe you could purchase a home together and split it amicably. But if you're getting into a lot of like legal things together anyways, it probably, I don't know. So I'm trying to see some scenarios where I'm like, maybe it makes sense.
It's like a better way to protect yourself in the long run. Like, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Another one that I think can make sense is if your partner is military. And this one actually has a lot of benefits. The military offers several marriage benefits, from higher housing and food allowances to healthcare and education. Military spouses can also purchase lower cost items on bases and take advantage of military discounts where it's available. So there's a lot of advantages. In the military, I believe how it works, I've had some friends with military husbands. I have not been in the military, so if I mess this up, don't come for me. But I believe when you're in the military, you get kind of a stipend for your house and a food allowance. So like, your income is one thing over here. So your income might only be, you know, X dollars. I don't know what it is. But then you get a food allowance and a housing allowance that are separate from your income. And those allowances are based on your family size, which includes, are you married? Are, you know, do you have kids and things like that? And so that is going to significantly increase if you are married and have a child and things like that. So yeah, I think that it would potentially make sense in that situation. I'm sorry, but it would take some pretty serious advantages to risk all of the things that it costs women to marry, based on studies. Like, these are not just all the things that we've gone through. I will link in our show notes the references to the studies, but these are not just my opinion or our opinion or like, we hate men. These are research studies that have been done and results published, most of them pretty recent.
These are facts. Also, I think I was having a conversation with some people the other day, and I think that you shouldn't even be able to get married until you're at least like 30 or close to it. Because I don't know if you just like, you get out of high school or go to college or get out of college and you just like see one or two other people doing it and you think, okay, well, this is the next step. This is what I have to do. But I feel like your brain's not even like really fully developed, or like, you don't really understand. Like, you can't understand what being with someone for life at 22, 23 years old, you don't understand what that actually means and what that entails and what, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Also, who is the same person at 22 that they are at even 30? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so true. And there are marriages that can work when people marry young and that they're happy until old age. I think it's interesting because I think so many motivators are based on, for women, what we've been fed by society all of our lives and the ideals that we are told we should have. And So when you think about like if a woman wants to have children, you think, well, I need to get married first because there's a lot of stigmas about single moms that still exist in our society. So it's not something that most people, I think you see more people planning to be single moms now, but most people are still not going to plan to be a single mother. Especially when you're young, you feel like, well, I should get married first because then there's like that security and you're kind of doing it the right way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I could continue on and make this episode probably 6 hours long. Anytime we talk about like some of the more feminist topics, I just get very riled up. But I think this is like the third time I'm like, oh, shut up, Dale. But yeah, we'll wrap it up. And we're going to move on to Joe Jam. This is the part of the show where we tell you what either new music is out or what we're listening to this week so that you can check it out if you want to. Jody, what do you have?
So Aaron and I recently watched the new Mean Girls musical, and it's pretty good. It's not as good as the original, but
it's terrible.
You thought it was so terrible?
Bad. So bad.
It was okay.
I love the main character. I think her name's Renee Rapp.
Yes.
Loved her. Hated the movie. But here, to be fair, I am not a fan of musicals. There are musicals that have a cult following that people love, and I'm like, I don't get it. It weirds me out. I feel a little uncomfortable during the singing parts. I don't know what to do with myself. It's uncomfortable. A whole thing. But like the singing parts in this were so random.
Yeah,
so
they were really weird.
In the middle of a mathalon, mathlete competition, math off, whatever. They're in the middle of that. And then all of a sudden, one of the like contestants starts singing about love in the middle of the math contest. I'm so confused.
Honestly, I love the original. I love Mean Girls and everything about Mean Girls so much that I don't think I could hate this movie. But if it was about anything else, it's bad.
I didn't hate it. Like, I'm glad I watched it, but I wouldn't like watch it again.
I'm not going to watch it again. No. But anyways, my Joe Jam this week is Renee Rapp featuring Megan Thee Stallion. And the song is called Not My Fault.
That's a good one. I'm glad you didn't say the Mathlete song because
no,
after
I'm
I like
sorry.
Just Tore It Apart, if you were like, it's called I Love In Love by the Mathletes.
No, it's Kevin G from the original movie.
I wanted him to be in it so
His
fucking
rap
bad.
Song.
The way that I was hoping he was going to like show up at some point and like rap.
It would have just like brought everything together. And like,
really, I would have probably said I liked it then, but
yeah, they missed.
Wow. Okay. So the one that I have, this is actually not necessarily like a super new song. It came out, I want to say, like maybe a year or two ago. It's called What You Got by Quail P. But the artist, Quail P, I feel like is very up and coming. And so while the song isn't like a new release, it is one that has recently gotten some traction on social media and an artist who is also picking up traction. Again, not new, but new in the sense that more people are kind of starting to now discover him. And it's a good song and it's kind of catchy. So check it out. And now this is time for the last section of our episode. You know what that means? maybe don't, but it means, I'll tell you, it's time to dish, bitch.
It's time to dish, bitch.
You didn't say you better dish.
You better dish, bitch.
We really need to record something for that. Every time we say that, it's just like a little different. Maybe that's good, but I feel like it's a little awkward sometimes.
I like it when it's awkward. It's comforting. The more awkward, the more silly I feel.
And bitching.
You better dish, bitch.
We should have made this a musical in honor of the Mean Girls musical.
We should have. Let's just re-record this entire episode and sing all of it.
It's time to dish if you're a bish.
Dish, bish.
Dish, dish, dish.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Bitch. I think that was pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get into it.
Let's do it to it.
All right. I got some would you rather questions and some pick ones. So,
yes.
Would you rather give up oral sex or cheese for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God. That's really hard. I'm going to say cheese because you don't need, like I should probably go on a diet anyway. So I'm going to say cheese.
I am going to say the same thing. I think when it comes to sex, like oral is probably like down there on the list, but I've already given up sex for long enough in my life with the whole religious stuff.
Yeah.
So it's time for me to give up cheese now. I could do it.
Oh, I'd be real bummed. I'd be real bummed because I like my shit cheesy. But
Yeah. But we can get like the vegan cheese.
yeah,
I've had it. It's most of it's a little gross, but
it's fine.
it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have be with a guy who totally shaves his downstairs, like completely bald, or does not trim it at all?
Doesn't trim it at all. I don't know why. I just don't really like it when I want them to like I want it clean. But
Nobody wants dirty dick.
no, nobody wants dirty dick. But I would rather not trim it at all. Like just let it go crazy.
I agree. If I had to pick hands down, it would be not trim. Like, yes, clean for sure. And a little bit of trimming is fine, but like I'm going to say this, and I probably shouldn't. It's probably an overshare that I should probably cut, but I'm going to say it and then I'll decide later. When you're going down on a guy who completely shaves, the stubble, like, irritates your face when you're like, you know what I mean? Like, I have sensitive skin.
You can't deal with that.
And it's like, you know what I mean? When it's like a little prickly. So, yeah, I would say, but the hair doesn't bother me. But when it's like, if it's like, got bumps or prickly or anything like that, it's gonna irritate my skin.
I don't
So,
know that I've ever been with a guy that completely shaved. I don't think. I don't really want to. Like, I don't have, like, I don't want my husband to go shave. Oh my God.
tell him to try it.
Try it. No.
Try it. You'll like it. Okay. These are like pick ones, but it's like pickup lines, which I think is
Ooh.
very sexy. So I want you to pick the pickup line that would be more likely to win you over. Number one, I see you drinking 1%. Or number two, you can call me the garbage man because I want to handle your junk. I feel like there's gonna be people who don't understand the reference of the first one, and that makes like it breaks my heart a little bit.
I
When
know, that's why
Jody
I
and I
like.
first met, we bonded over this movie, and I am not a movie quotes person. I am generally a bad rememberer of movie things, but there are so many lines from the movie Napoleon Dynamite that I will never forget. Yeah, it's like as soon as you hear that, it's like, I see you're drinking 1%, you can finish the line
Is that because you think you're fat? Because you
because you're
could be
not.
drinking all. And that is like, I want him to handle my junk. But if you're quoting Napoleon Dynamite to me, you win
Hey,
all day long. All day. Yes.
you could get it.
You could get it. Absolutely.
I agree. The garbage man stuff would I'd probably not.
I'm into it, but
I'm not.
as not as much as I'm into Napoleon
I feel like the
Dynamite.
type of guy that's going to come up to you and say that with confidence, unless he's saying it kind of ironically and he's just like really funny and confident and he like knows it's like the lamest line ever. That can be hot. I can get
You
into
should
that
say that to a
with
dude
bad
this
pickup
weekend and
lines.
say, just go and say that to a random dude this weekend.
You can call me the garbage man because I want to handle your junk. I don't think I will, because I think that a man would be like, let's go. You
Know.
can, you're in
They
luck.
were.
You can handle it. And I'd be like,
I
I'm
was
just
kidding. And
gonna.
then he's following you around all night.
Yeah, it could go quite wrong. But yeah, unless it was like in a funny way, I feel like the type of guy that's going to say that and be serious, I'm going to get really grossed out by it very quickly. All right, pick one.
Oh.
You're so beautiful, I would drink your bath water. Or I put the STD in stud, all I need is you.
No. I definitely want him to drink my bath water. I don't want anything to do with STDs. You can't, don't even joke about that shit, because that's all I'm ever going to think about.
I agree. I
No.
agree. That's a terrible opener. It's a terrible first impression. You're gonna forever think this guy has STDs.
Yes.
The drinking the bathwater would creep me out a little bit. It honestly, it would.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit scared of that man, but I might
I
be
think
more
I'd
scared of
like
the
it.
STD guy. You'd like it?
Yeah.
You
I don't want
want
him to
him
do
to?
it, but saying that, I feel like that's kind of hot.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Because our friend Ashley made us watch the movie Salt Bath. What was it called?
Salt burn.
Saltburn.
Salt bath.
And there was a scene in it where a guy drinks the bath water and it was gave me the ick so fucking bad.
It was after the guy jerked off into the
That's what
bathtub.
I would think about. I would think about like some guy going up and like,
oh my God.
That was disgusting. I'm glad we don't post these on
Oh my
YouTube
God.
anymore.
I think that we should make a TikTok out of that one right there.
So
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last one. Pick one.
Oh.
I hope you like Pokemon because I want to get a peek at Chew or get it like Pikachu.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, it's always like hit well when you have to say get it because.
Yeah. All right.
Or I might have a needle dick, but I fuck like a sewing machine.
Oh, just, oh my God. Oh. That takes me back to being 16. No, I'm kidding. I should call him. No, I'm sorry. Ooh. Okay. Okay, I guess Pokemon because I don't want a needle dick. And I don't
figured you'd pick like a sewing machine.
You want the sewing machine?
No. I figured you would because I feel like you like sometimes the weird.
Yeah,
like,
I do, but the needle dick
forward.
Freaks me out. If you're like,
yeah,
I
I don't
like a sewing machine like that. I don't know, honestly.
Plus, what does that mean? You can like quickly jab you, like.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking.
I'm very.
Like,
I would have follow up questions for that man.
Yeah,
you probably would
yeah,
not.
Yeah, let's pick needle dick so that we can just we can
him.
Chat some more.
That okay? I would pick the Pokemon guy. I felt like
you picked the Pokemon guy because all of those like nerdy dudes are like upset. All the nerdy one, but they, I mean, they, I hear they know how to fuck, so it's always the nerds. Just
on
a word on the street.
That's such a beautiful note for us to end on.
Oh my God.
All right, well, I hope you all don't get fucked by a needle dick, and actually shut up now and be done with this episode.
Thanks so much for listening. If you made it this far, please subscribe if you haven't yet. Give us a positive review and write some kind feedback. This means so much to us and is a way that you can help and support us that costs you nothing.
Follow us on social media at Get Comfortable Pod or send an email to getcomfortablepodcast@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye.